these days that proceed of the season of Lent, we receive many, many wonderful lessons. In the first, from the book of Exodus, we see that God on Mount Horeb, or Mount Sinai, as whatever it was called, appeared to Moses. And of course, with him to the back was Joshua. Aaron stayed down in the camp, where he misguided the people. Interesting that the first priest misguides the people. So those who are misleading the people today have a good president. Nevertheless, God appears in the midst of the dark cloud, and there he delivers the law to Moses. In the meantime, there's thunders and lightnings and earthquakes and so forth, and the people are totally terrified, and they prefer that Moses be the one to speak to God and not they, because they are afraid. And they're afraid to die because no one can see God and live. They understood this very well. And then, of course, in the gospel, our Lord expounds about the things that really do defile a man. They are the things that come from within and not the things that they eat. Of course, he was to change the dietary laws of the Jews after the resurrection, after the ascension into heaven, as we see in the Acts of the Apostles. Today, in addition to these wonderful lessons, and of course we could go into them much more, but we don't have time, is a very, very special feast. It's the feast of two saints, young saints, women saints, from Carthage in northern Africa. At least one was a colonial, the other one was a slave, so we don't know if she was a Roman slave or an African slave, it doesn't matter. But both of them were converted to Christianity. Now, before they could be baptized, they were apprehended. And this happens very often. And of course, if they had not eventually been baptized, then we'd have that which the church has taught from the very beginning, the baptism of desire. That if a person desires baptism and dies before baptism, that their desire covers them. Nevertheless, they did receive baptism. The slave, Saint Felicity, and her mistress, Saint Perpetua, both of them in the Roman canon. Very, very, very popular. Now, Perpetua was the mistress, but nevertheless, they were friends, and that was not unheard of. In Europe, where they had the feudal system until the 18th century, those who were the lords were very loving and kind, usually, to those who were the peasants and who were bound to the lords. It was their family, and they were supposed to take care of them. Now, of course, there are exceptions, but that is the way it was supposed to be, and the way the aristocracy was trained, to take care of your people, not to torment them and beat them and kill them and abuse them, but to take care of your people, providing them with house and clothing and food and so forth. So it was with Saint Perpetua and Saint Felicity. Now, interestingly enough, Felicity had a little boy, and Perpetua was pregnant and was about to give birth. And considering the things that have been going on this week, which are so horrendous, about which I already spoke yesterday, how in the oldest daughter of the church, France, it has been decided by those who govern, or misgovern, rather, that it is a constitutional right to have abortion. And, of course, that is horrible. That's murder. That is not what God wants of anybody. And so, contrary to that, the Romans, who were pagans, who were not Christians or fallen away Catholics, they respected the fact that this young woman was pregnant. And they postponed her execution. They were both condemned to death at the beasts, to be eaten alive by the beasts. And the execution was postponed until she should have her baby. In the meantime, the one that was alive, she found a good Catholic mother to take care of the child. And when St. Felicity had her baby, the same thing with her baby. And then they were executed. But the Romans, the pagans, respected the pregnant mother much more so than the horrendous demonic governments of today. And so today we recommend ourselves in France and all the other countries where the evil of abortion is still in existence. And of course here now they're going to start selling the abortion pill. What difference does it make if you poison somebody or if you shoot them or cut them into pieces? It's still murder. Murder is murder. So we are no better. And so we commend ourselves to Saints Felicity and Perpetua, whose names we announce every single day in the Roman canon, to beseech Almighty God and the Blessed Mother to put an end to the evil of abortion in our world, in our country, in our city. May the commandments of God be obeyed once again and once and for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.